It's Friday, March 6, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. New data on the gender pay gap in tech, CrowdStrike with insights on MSP attacks, and COVID-19 updates. This is the Business of Tech. In a new report, The Gender Pay Gap in Tech, the survey finds that women in tech jobs continue to earn less than their male counterparts. The gaps occur even when factors such as experience, roles, location, and education are accounted for. The gap varies by region from as little as $3,309 to $9,720 annually. Within specific occupational roles, the gaps are even worse, such as $13,000 for a data architect or $11,000 for a database administrator. Link to the report in the show notes. Why do we care? Look, I'm a white male commenting on this. The tech field really struggles with this, and that's a problem. It's also very bad business. Diversity is not only the right thing to do, but being more like your customers, and last I checked, women are the customer too, builds better organizations. For an innovative industry, we have the opportunity to do better, but it's embarrassing that we haven't. CrowdStrike has new data in their 2020 Global Threat Report observing the use of remote management software to target companies via the single point of entry in managed services providers and cloud services providers, and also observed a number of healthcare attacks which first breach MSPs. From the report, quote, "An alarming trend in targeted ransomware operations is the compromise of managed services providers. Subsequent use of the remote management software can enable the spread of ransomware to many companies from a single point of entry. Wizard Spider also targeted this sector and impacted cloud services providers." And, from another section, quote, "A string of targeted healthcare attacks in the US, Canada, and Australia from late September to early October was linked to Wizard Spider. A Pinchy Spider affiliate also claimed a victim in this sector by first breaching an MSP, demonstrating how third parties can be vulnerable to these attacks." Why do we care? The fact that MSPs aren't being targeted isn't new, although I think the healthcare-specific attacks being highlighted is a new data point. There are specific technical details in the report that security engineers may be interested in, and I've included a link in the show notes. And finally today, your COVID-19 update. Ingram Micro has postponed Cloud Summit 2020 into early 2021. The Channel Partners Conference and Expo has announced the event is still on. Two Microsoft employees have been confirmed with the virus. SAP canceled all its in-person events, and indicated bookings on Concur have been down 20%. 500 startups made its demo day online only, and the Financial Times has an article about banks building plans to allow traders to work in offsite offices. I've included links in the show notes. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Brevity is the soul of wit, so I hope I'm very witty by being brief and focused today. As such, I've got extra coming up for you. Tomorrow, there'll be a bonus episode with Heather Margolis talking about the implications of laws changing the way marketing works, with some information for solution providers. Additionally, on Monday, it's an extended episode with an interview I don't think you want to miss. Thanks for listening. If you like the show and want to support it, you can reach out on Patreon at patreon.com/MSPradio. Listeners fund this effort, so please give what you want. Have a great weekend. Talk to you tomorrow.